Democrats use star power to celebrate migrants on day 3 of DNC. By Neil Munro on August 22, 2024. Democrats glamorize their unpopular support for more migration under a blanket of euphemisms, star power, and praise for striving individuals through the third day of their party convention. The Democrats' presidential candidate is the daughter of immigrants, declared TV host Oprah. Soon and very soon, we're going to be teaching our daughters and sons about how this child of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, two idealistic, energetic immigrants, how this child grew up to become the 47th president of the United States. That is the best of America, Oprah said as the crowd chanted USA, USA. Multiple Democrats airbrushed away the fundamental civic and constitutional distinction between American citizens and foreign migrants, usually with sympathetic portrayals of striving migrant individuals. Governor Wes Moore, DMD, described six migrants as Americans amid the March collision of a ship with a Baltimore bridge. Six Marylanders who had been on the bridge in the middle of the night, fixing potholes, lost their lives. Making America great doesn't mean telling people you're not wanted. It means saying the ambitions of this country would be incomplete without your help. It's the legacy of those six workers who fixed potholes on a bridge while we slept. Who were born in a different country, but who knew that America was big enough for them too. The PR is needed because the public opposes the government's planned economic inflow of cheap labor, apartment-sharing renters, and taxpayer-funded consumers. Immigration is Americans' inescapable heritage, not merely a debatable economic policy, according to Senator Chris Murphy, DCT. He mischaracterized a pro-migration poem added to the plinth of the State of Liberty in New York 17 years after the pro-democracy statue was dedicated. Harris knows this too. Engraved on the Statue of Liberty is a poem. The last line reads, "I lift my lamp beside the golden door." For generations, that lamp has called people to start a brave new life in America. My ancestors, your ancestors, and the parents of the next president of the United States of America. Kamala Harris knows that we can be a nation of proud immigrants and a nation of strong immigration laws. Murphy's claim echoed former President Barack Obama's second-day demand that the United States be remade into a nation of diversity. No nation, no society has ever tried to build a democracy as big and as diverse as ours before. One that includes people that, over decades, have come from every corner of the globe, he said. Throughout the speeches on the third day of the convention, the term American got a few mentions, including just three in the speech by the vice presidential candidate, Governor Tim Walz, DMN. The Democrats' eagerness to support more unpopular migration is being hidden by the establishment media, which insists the party is taking a tough line on migration. DNC speakers address immigration as party embraces tougher border measures, said CBS. Wednesday evening speakers embraced tougher policies for asylum seekers, praised President Joe Biden's attempts to negotiate a bipartisan border security bill, and conceded the changed reality of immigration politics, claimed Vox.com. In reality, the vast economic and civic damage to ordinary Americans by illegal migration was recognized by Democrats only to provoke empathy for illegal migrants among the promiscuously empathetic attendees at the convention. Javier Salazar, the sheriff of Bexar County, which includes San Antonio, Texas, declared, "The traffickers pack migrants into 18-wheelers like cattle, 50 to 100 at a time. Then they seal the doors. That's when the 911 calls come. We hear them, desperate, terrified, gasping for air. Now, sometimes we get there on time. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, we can't." However, the Democrats' eager empathy does not reach the Americans who lose wages, jobs, and homes to the migrants imported by the government and hired by employers. Democrats camouflaged their support for more migration under euphemisms. Speakers also used immigrants as a euphemism for illegal immigrants. To be pro-immigrant is to be pro-America, declared social media influencer Carlos Eduardo Espina. Welcoming immigrants is not a Democratic or a Republican value. It is an American value, said Espina, who is the son of illegal migrants from Mexico. Representative Pete Aguilar, DCA, drafted families and jobs to hide illegal migration. "We believe our nation is stronger when we keep families together," We believe our union is more perfect when migrants become teachers, construction workers, and military. Pathways became a benevolent term for more economic migration. As president, Harris will fight for pathways to citizenship, said Aguilar. We can strengthen legal pathways, said Representative Veronica Escobar, DTX. The idea of freedom was used to justify regulations that would transfer real benefits from one American to people preferred by the Democratic Party. For example, the freedom of migrants to move into Americans' communities and workplaces. Democrats were presented as the heroes of the immigration debate. Despite the colossal economic harm done to many millions of Americans by President Joe Biden's elite-backed mass migration. We believe in the promise of this country, said Aguilar. I met the vice president when she visited El Paso and met with immigrants and human rights advocates, Escobar declared. The situation at the border is complicated, as filled with opportunities as it is with challenges. All Republicans have to offer is demonization. With Kamala Harris as president, we can live up to the promise of America. We can strengthen legal pathways to immigration. We can secure our borders, and we can treat, with dignity, those migrants who seek a better future. The Democrats' platform portrays America as a land of immigrants, not of American citizens. America is a nation of immigrants, and must continue to be a beacon of hope and opportunity for foreigners.